小马宝宝们大家好。
Hello, Panda Cubs. 我是 Linda. This is Linda.
And that was one of our Panda Cub listeners saying hello from Zhuhai, China.
那刚才是我们的一位小马宝宝听众，他从珠海给大家问好。
欢迎你回到 Panda Cub Stories. Welcome back to 小马宝宝故事。Today, 今天 we return to our retelling of 西游记。Journey to the West. 我们继续讲《西游记》的故事。This is episode 5. 这是第五集。美猴王 The Monkey King. Before we begin, 在我们开始之前 be sure to review this episode's vocabulary. 请学习这一集的关键词。Go on, 去吧。I'll see you back here in a bit.我在这里等你们。Welcome back. 好，我们开始讲故事吧。Let's begin our story. 上次我们说到 ,When we left our story last, Stone Monkey was walking towards the crystal pool. 石猴走向水晶池。He faced the waterfall. 他面对着瀑布 squeezed his eyes shut, 紧紧地闭上了眼睛 crouched low, 蹲了下来 and gave a mighty leap, 猛地一跳。And up the stone monkey went, 石猴往空中飞去 and the wind caught him, 风把他接住 and carried him through the waterfall.带着他穿过了瀑布。When Stone Monkey landed, 石猴落地后, he looked to the left, and he looked to the right. 他左看看,右看看, with eyes open wide, 眼睛瞪得大大的。For behind the waterfall, 因为瀑布后面, there was no water, none at all, 竟然没有水。石猴发现自己站在一个巨大的山洞里。Stone Monkey found himself standing in a huge cave. 而他面前却是一座闪闪发光的桥。And there in front of him was a gleaming bridge. Under the bridge, a little silver river flowed. 桥下面有一条小银河。And when the water flowed past the bridge, 河水流过桥下时, it made the loveliest of music, 发出优美的音乐。啊,原来音乐是从这里来的。啊, so this is where the music came from. Stone Monkey walked closer to the bridge. 石猴走到桥边。And realized the light came from thousands of fireflies. 发现那光芒来自成千上万只萤火虫。He stepped onto the bridge. 他走上桥。And found a stone tablet there. 发现有一座石碑。The tablet read, 上面写着。花果山菩提。水帘洞，洞天。 This is the blessed land of 花果山 Flower Fruit Mountain And the cave of heaven 水帘洞。啊，好地方呀。 What a place. 石猴过了桥。 Stone Monkey continued across the bridge 往山洞的深处走去。 Walking deeper into the cave.As Stone Monkey walked, he looked around. 石猴边走边看, and saw that the cave was even bigger than he had thought. 发现这山洞比他之前想象的要大得多。Why, it was so big that all the monkeys on Flower Fruit Mountain could fit inside.
它大的甚至可以容纳下花果山所有的猴子。
And the cave was not empty. 而且山洞里并不是一无所有。Why, strange and beautiful flowers grew here. 这里生长着奇花异果。The blossoms glowed softly and sent fragrant perfume into the air. 花朵发出柔光，散发出诱人的香味。There were also stone tables and stone chairs. 还有石头桌子和石头椅子。Stone dishes and stone plates. 石头碗和石头盘子。And look, there. 啊，看那里。Little beds just perfect for sleeping. 还有好多小床，正适合美美的睡上一觉。This place was just like a home. 这里就像家一样。Laughing, Stone Monkey leapt onto one of these beds. 石猴笑着跳上其中的一个小床。And found the blankets were actually soft, fluffy clouds. 发现床上的被子其实是软绵绵的云朵。Stone Monkey wrapped himself in the fluffy clouds. 石猴把自己裹在蓬松的云朵中。真舒服呀。Oh, how comfortable. This would be a perfect home for all us monkeys. 这地方正适合咱们猴类居住。The Stone Monkey thought to himself. 石猴心里想着。As he returned to the entrance of Water Curtain Cave, 他便回到了水帘洞口。The water curtain parted, 水帘分开了。And Stone Monkey leapt back to the other side, 石猴便跳回了对岸, landing in the middle of the other monkeys, 跳到猴群中。群猴们都挤了上来。把石猴包围着 And the monkeys rushed forth and gathered around the stone monkey. 水有多深啊?他们问。How deep is the water? They asked. 里面到底是什么样的呀? What is it like inside? 里面根本就没有水。There's no water inside at all, the stone monkey laughed. 里面是个山洞。There's a cave inside. 这山洞非常非常大。This cave is very, very large. 我们都可以搬进去住。We can all live in there. 老老少少都可以。The young and the old. 从今以后 from now on, 我们再也不必害怕夏天的炎热或冬天的寒冷了。We no longer need to fear the summer heat or the winter cold. The other monkeys were very happy and cheered in delight. 群猴们高兴地欢呼着。太好了 ,wonderful, 太好了 ,how wonderful. So, the stone monkey asked again for the wind and the waterfall's help. 石猴再一次向风和瀑布寻找帮助。And the wind carried all the monkeys toward the water curtain cave. 风便把所有的猴子都带向了水帘洞。Every single one, 一个都不落。And the waterfall parted to let all the monkeys through. 瀑布也分了开水帘，让所有的猴子穿过去。Once in the cave, 一到洞里。The monkeys ran across the bridge. 群猴们便跑过了桥, each more excited than the last, 一个比一个兴奋。They grabbed the stone bowls and plates. 他们拿着石碗和石盘子, and jumped up and down on the cloud beds, 在云床上跳来跳去。What chaos! 混乱极了。And through the chaos, there came a voice.在混乱中传出一个声音。是石猴。It was Stone Monkey. monkeys, 猴儿们 he said, 他说。我们猴子说话算不算数呀 Do we monkeys keep our word? 群猴们惊讶地看着他。The monkeys looked at him surprised. 狮猴接着说 and the stone monkey continued on. 你们之前说过 you all said before, 只要有谁有本事跳进瀑布 that if someone could leap to the other side of the waterfall,又再安然无恙地跳回来 and then come back unharmed. 你们就封他为王 You would honor him as king. 我如今进来了又出去了 Today, I've gone in and I've come out. 还给大伙儿找到了这么好的一个家 and have even found us this wonderful home. 你们怎么不封我为王呢Why do you not honor me as king? 听到这里 hearing this, 群猴们才反应过来 The monkeys finally remembered. 对呀他们说 He's right, they said. 我们说话应该算数才对 We should be true to our word. 我们猴子虽然淘气 We monkeys may be naughty.但是我们诚实守信的 But we are honorable and truthful 于是 And so 群猴们便找了许多鲜花绿草 The monkeys gathered fresh flowers and green grass 给狮猴编织了一顶五颜六色的皇冠 And wove the stone monkey a colorful crown洞里的萤火虫也飞了过来 The fireflies came too 把狮猴照得金光灿烂 and shined their golden light upon the stone monkey The effect was so mesmerizing 真是迷人啊 that the other monkeys cried 群猴们都感叹道 How beautiful is our king 我们的猴王真美呀Long live the Monkey King. 美猴王万岁万岁万万岁。
万万岁
万万岁。
Long live the Monkey King.
And the Monkey King smiled. 猴王笑了笑。Monkey King, he thought. 美猴王他想。Sounds so much better than Stone Monkey. 比石猴子好听多了。From now on, 从今往后 I shall be known as the Monkey King. 我便叫美猴王。Panda Cubs, this is how the stone monkey became the 美猴王 the Monkey King. 小猫宝宝们这就是石猴如何成为美猴王的故事。So, 那么 is this the end of our story? 我们的故事讲完了吗? Not at all, 没有。It is only the beginning. 这只是一个开始。接下来的故事我们以后再说。We will continue the story soon. Goodbye for now, Panda Cubs. 熊猫宝宝们,再见。This episode was written and produced by me, Linda Yi, with Chinese editing from Jia. 这一集是我伊琳达制作的，中文编辑是 Jia. The opening and closing theme was composed by Chris S. Brown. 节目主题曲是 Chris S. Brown 写的。
Special thanks to the friends who contributed to this episode's monkey voices.非常谢谢为这一集提供猴子声音的每一位朋友。
If you like the show, you can help us by sharing us with your friends. 如果你喜欢这个节目，你可以把我们分享给你的朋友。 最后 and finally, a note for the rest of this month, 就是给熊猫宝宝们和家长说一声。In September, I'll be preparing to move to the UK for grad school, and we'll pause the retelling of Journey to the West for a little while. 九月份的时候，我将为在去英国学习做准备，所以暂时会停止讲《西游记》的这个故事。接下来呢，so for the next two episodes, 我会给大家分享以前做的女娲造人和女娲补天的故事。I'll be sharing two stories, parts one and two of a creation myth, which is the story of how the goddess 女娲 created man and how she repaired the sky. Alright, thank you for your support. 谢谢大家的支持。Goodbye. 再见。